Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I believe and support the agriculture industry from the farms and ranches to the nation's dinner tables. Rural America is where common sense prevails, and I'm convinced that this industry must work together for the good of all. I understand the competition for acres and production, whether it be between corn or soybeans or cotton, or between pork or beef or chickens. However, we are all in this together, and there is nothing to be gained by nationalizing our family fights. And that is what happened in 2008 when commodity prices spiked and food prices jumped up. Those affected, including food processors and livestock producers, were quick to blame biofuels. The food versus fuel debate exploded. Well, last month, the World Bank set the record straight. They did a complete about-face from their report in 2008 when the bank blamed biofuels for the spike in commodities. Well, their new study reveals that most of the increase experienced in 2008 can be traced to energy prices and speculation. Biofuels could not have been responsible for the spike in prices for the simple reason that land used for biofuels does not represent a large percentage of worldwide grain and oilseed acres. Globally, biofuels account for only 1.5% of the land acres planted to grains and oilseeds. So, if of all the millions of acres planted to grains and oilseeds in the world, only 1.5% of those acres are used for biofuels, that is negligible, then I rest my case. It's time to move on, put the food versus fuel issue behind us, and continue to reduce a reliance on oil from other countries. We're spending $300 billion per year to pay other countries for oil. It is far better to reduce that transfer of our dollars and produce more energy right here at home. We could use the jobs. Renewable Fuels President Bob Dineen has it about right. He said the World Bank report should silence critics in the food processing industry, the livestock industry, and on Capitol Hill and anywhere else that sought to portray ethanol as the boogeyman. End of quote. It's time for the ag industry to unite together, stand up to our critics, and serve our nation in any way we can. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we